Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning in to podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Rail Replacement Buses. We've all been there. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Rail Replacement Buses. We've all been there. The dreaded announcement over the loudspeakers at the train station that sends a collective groan throughout the platform. It's the bane of every commuter's existence, disrupting their carefully planned journeys and adding hours of inconvenience to what should be a simple trip from point A to point B. But why are rail replacement buses such a common occurrence, and what can be done to improve the experience for frustrated passengers?
One of the main reasons for the need of rail replacement buses is the maintenance and upgrades of railway tracks and infrastructure. Just like any road, tracks deteriorate over time and require regular maintenance to ensure they are safe and efficient. This often means temporary closures or reduced services on certain stretches of the rail network. As a result, rail replacement buses are brought in to fill the gap and transport passengers to their destinations.
Another factor contributing to the need for rail replacement buses is unforeseen incidents or emergencies. Whether it's a signal failure, a broken down train, or severe weather conditions, disruptions on the rail network are inevitable. In these situations, rail replacement buses are deployed as a means of keeping passengers moving and preventing further chaos. While these incidents are beyond anyone's control, the frustration experienced by passengers is understandable.
However, despite the necessity of rail replacement buses, their implementation often leaves much to be desired. Passengers are met with long queues, overcrowded buses, and a lack of information about the journey ahead. This leads to further frustration and a sense of helplessness as they struggle to reach their destination in a timely manner. It is essential that steps are taken to improve the overall experience for passengers during these disruptions.
Firstly, communication is key. Train operators need to provide clear and timely information about the disruption and the alternative transport available. This could be through regular updates via social media, text message notifications, or staff on the ground providing accurate information. Passengers should be able to plan their journey accordingly and have realistic expectations about the length of their travel time.
Secondly, the capacity of rail replacement buses needs to be addressed. More buses should be provided during peak travel times to alleviate overcrowding and reduce waiting times. Additionally, better coordination between train operators and bus companies can ensure that buses are deployed efficiently, covering all affected routes and avoiding unnecessary delays.
Furthermore, the comfort and convenience of passengers should be prioritized. Rail replacement buses should be well maintained, clean, and equipped with amenities such as Wi-Fi and charging ports. This can help ease the frustration of passengers and make their journey more bearable. Adequate signage and staff assistance should also be available at bus stops to guide passengers and answer any questions they may have.
In the long run, investing in the improvement of rail infrastructure can help minimize the need for frequent rail replacement buses. Increased funding towards track maintenance and upgrades can lead to a more reliable and resilient network, reducing the occurrence of disruptions. This, coupled with improved communication, capacity, and passenger comfort during rail replacement situations, can greatly enhance the overall experience for commuters.
Rail replacement buses may always be a necessary evil when it comes to maintaining and improving our rail network. However, by addressing the shortcomings of their implementation and ensuring that passengers are well informed, comfortable, and supported throughout their disrupted journeys, the frustration and inconvenience associated with these buses can be significantly reduced. With a collective effort from train operators, bus companies, and passengers themselves, rail replacement buses can become a more tolerable part of our travel experiences. Episode 18 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terrence Vargas. Adios.